WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Feminine Reset. I'm your girl, Laura Bennett. And if you're anything like me, sometimes it feels like negativity just follows us around like a Kleenex refusing to leave our space, even when we've clearly moved on. But guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. Today, we're diving headfirst into the art of letting go of negativity because, honey, you deserve to live a life filled with sunshine and rainbows, or at least a lot less gray clouds. Trust me, this isn't just some fluffy feel-good episode. It's packed with practical tips and real talk that you can actually use to transform your mindset. So buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready to unleash the positivity within. You know that feeling when you wake up on a Monday morning and already the world feels like it's throwing everything at you? Ever feel like negativity is just this invisible force sucking the joy out of your day? Well, let's be honest, negativity can show up in so many sneaky ways, those inner critic voices, whispering doubts, the constant barrage of bad news on social media, even those relationships that seem to drain more than they give. It's a total buzzkill. But here's the thing. Letting go of negativity isn't about pretending everything is perfect. It's not about burying your feelings or ignoring reality. It's about consciously choosing to focus on the good, cultivating a mindset of gratitude, and building resilience so you can bounce back from those inevitable setbacks. Think of it like this. Your mind is like a garden. If you keep planting seeds of negativity, that's all you're going to grow. So how do we actually cultivate this beautiful garden of positivity? Let me break down 5 key takeaways that will help you ditch the negativity and bloom into your best self. Number 1, practice gratitude every single day. Now, I know what you're thinking, Laura, I'm super busy. But even just taking a few minutes to reflect on the things you're grateful for can make a world of difference. Think about those little moments that bring you joy, a warm cup of coffee in the morning, a sunny day, a kind word from a stranger. Make it a habit to acknowledge and appreciate these blessings, big and small. Number 2, challenge your negative thoughts. When those pesky inner critic voices start chirping away, don't just accept them as truth. Ask yourself, is this thought really accurate? What evidence do I have to support this? Often, our negative thoughts are just distorted perceptions fueled by fear or past experiences. By questioning them, you can start to break free from those limiting beliefs and see things in a more positive light. Number 3, surround yourself with positive people. You know that saying, you're the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with? Well, it's true. Seek out relationships that uplift and inspire you, and distance yourself from those who constantly drain your energy or bring you down. Remember, your tribe should be your biggest cheerleaders. Number 4, practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. Self-care is about prioritizing your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing food, move your body in ways that feel good, and make time for activities that bring you joy. When you take care of yourself, you're better equipped to handle life's challenges with grace and resilience. And finally, number 5, be kind to yourself. We all have moments where we stumble, make mistakes, or feel overwhelmed. Instead of beating ourselves up, remember that you are human and imperfection is part of the journey. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Remember that time you were trying out for the school play? You poured your heart and soul into it, but in the end, you didn't get the lead role. Did you let that negativity consume you? Or did you channel that disappointment into something positive? Maybe you joined the drama club, volunteered to help with costumes, or even used it as motivation to practice even harder next time. Letting go of negativity isn't about ignoring challenges, it's about how we choose to respond to them. It's about developing the strength and resilience to bounce back from setbacks, learn from our experiences, and keep moving forward with a positive outlook. So take these 5 key takeaways to heart, cultivate the inner garden of positivity, and watch yourself bloom into your most vibrant self. Remember, you are powerful, capable, and worthy of living a life filled with joy, love, and abundance. Now go out there and make it happen. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of positivity today. Leave us a review on whatever platform you're listening on. Your feedback means the world to me. And until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.